This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Andrew Wakefield has been exonerated by CDC whistleblowers, Merck whistleblowers. His colleague, one of the top gun experts in the UK, just exonerated after years of battle. And the court absolutely eviscerated the government agency that engaged in this quackery. It's just amazing what's going on. So the fight is joint. He is exonerated, but the word isn't out on that yet. You're making a new documentary. You have another documentary that has been very successful, winning at film festivals. It's now available. Tell folks about the film.
Well, I decided some years ago, Alex, that to beat the media, you have to become the media. And you've made that decision yourself, I'm sure, many years ago. And get the message out there. And we have so many extraordinary stories that I've learned over the last 20 years from these parents that it was time to tell those stories. And the one that we produced is a film called Who Killed Alex Bordalakis? It's a tragic tale of a child in Chicago, with a 14-year-old with severe autism, who was ultimately killed by his mother and his godmother. His godmother. Now, we started filming them as a way of showing how these children could be helped. But he fell foul of a medical system which was totally and utterly inadequate. This is a system that put this child on over 25 psychotropic drugs, only two of which are licensed by the FDA for the treatment of children with autism. Only two. So this is quackery. This is true quackery. And it's where the way that this system is going, and that's got to change. So the story highlights one of the most poignant and distressing aspects of the way in which this country now handles children with autism. And we made it in order that this should never happen again. These parents should never have been put through that.
Well, what about with all the bioethics talk? Now, they're talking about just getting rid of people that have any type of mental disability or whatever, warehouse them, death panels. I mean, I think once you get to 1 in 10 people with autism, I'm not saying do this, but it'll be, we're going to collapse. We won't be able to take care of all these people. And the state's going to say kill them.
You know, the moment that you consider any individual member of a society expendable, then you have lost your moral compass. And that is exactly what is happening at the moment. And it's being done because market forces are dictating that.
What did you think of the secret death panels that came out with the VA? And they just swept that under the rug, too.
Now, I just heard about that for the first time from you.
See, it hardly even got coverage. Can you believe an IBM computer decides
who shall live and who shall die?
Yeah, but that happened in Nazi Germany. When people say quit using the Nazi analogy. It's dead on, though.
Yeah, no, it's a very, very good historical yardstick for so many of the things that can go wrong in society if bad people get in control and good people do not act to restore the integrity of that society. So it is a very good yardstick, and it's entirely appropriate to use it.
Well, I got called aside by my children's pediatrician, who runs one of the biggest clinics in Austin. He's retired now. This is like 6-7 years ago. He said, listen, I get why you're not vaccinating your kids, because he has one of those big clinics where he won't push you to, but most of his kids going there do get them. He goes, I volunteered for a clinic. You know, doctors are supposed to do that for folks that don't know. In East Austin, we were giving them live polio vaccine. That's supposed to be illegal for 20 years. He goes, it's got SV40. And he grabbed my arm and he goes, but you don't tell anybody my name. That's how scared doctors are.
Yeah, they're terrified. And what happened to me has now become Wakefielded. They call it Wakefielded. It may even get into Wikipedia, you know, of this phenomenon of isolating doctors, destroying their credibility, and saying to everybody else, if you get involved, if you question vaccine safety, if you criticize our drug, this is what will happen to you. Do you remember that Merck Vioxx trial in Australia where they produced the internal emails from executives talking about how they would deal with doctors who criticize?
They said isolate them, destroy them, kill them, I think.
You may have to seek them out and destroy them where they live. And when Matt Lauer asked me about this in interview, he said, well, what you're talking about is really conspiracy theory, isn't it? And I said, well, it's interesting you should say that, Matt, because this is what came out in Australia in the Vioxx trials there. And it sounds a little more like corporate policy than conspiracy theory.
Sounds like mafia to me. We salute you, AutismMediaChannel.com. Folks, get the film. We salute you. We support you. God bless you, Dr. Wakefield.
Thank you very much.
I tell you, this is amazing.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
It's the plan. Kill the country. World government. It's here.
The challenge is how to build a world order.
Never before has a new world order had to be assembled from so many different perceptions or on so global a scale.
The governments don't rule the world. Goldman Sachs rules the world.
This is, we are going to carve up the world according to the way we want to.
Unelected world government looting you.
They've exercised power for actual world and global control.
I know what North Korea is. I know what the TSA is meant to be. You want to shut their energy systems off? You want to break up their families?
If you have so much power in play, you can do anything.
Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, you know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever.
You understand? You're living in a science fiction. I'm living in it.
The government has just approved the use of a computer chip that would be implanted under your skin.
When complete, everyone will have a unique 12-digit identity number.
That DNA is stored even without your consent.
But I mean, do they point blank say, we're putting a chip in you?
Yes. It was an interior barcode, if you will.
This makes my head explode that your television could be eavesdropping on your conversations and then sharing it over the web.
All the cars now have tracker boxes that can remote control your vehicle in them.
The Justice Department is building a national database to track in real time the movement of vehicles around the U.S., storing hundreds of millions of records about motorists.
It's like the elite or space aliens or something with a master plan. It's so evil. It's so sadistic. No, it's the devil. I mean, that's it. This galactic force of destruction that's animating people to do this.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And if you're listening to this transmission, you are our hope. The globalists hide in plain view, and they hide behind the complexity of our world. I can't keep track of my personal checking account sometime and bills and, you know, children and events and family and illnesses, and I get it. And so we're all just atomized on our own. The system's divided us all against each other in hundreds of different ways. And it hit me this morning. I stayed up late last night. I still woke up at like 6 in the morning. When I was laying there in bed, and I just thought, wow, the president really is bringing in all the illegals outside of the law and giving them tax refunds and letting them vote, and it's all over the news. And they really are putting our military under NATO command. And Obamacare really is designed to get rid of doctors and patients having any decision-making. And it really is a monumental screw job. And I just want to think about all the bad things they're doing and realizing that the worst I've projected onto the New World Order is a whitewash. I mean, I mean everything I say. I believe what I say, but then I hear how extreme it is, but it's true. And then it's worse. And then I had one of those rare moments in my life where I felt not fear, but beyond sadness. It's like a feeling of regret. I've psychoanalyzed it. That's why I can't stand people thanking me. Because you're such good people. You're so wonderful. I can see your soul in your eyes. And you're believing in me. I'm a failed person, part of this system. So I'm not what needs to be thanked. It's the freedom that needs to be protected and the liberty and the truth. That is what is important, not the messenger. Because I feel completely angry with myself that I want to go to a concert, I want to go to a movie, I want to sit around with my buddies and you know, I want to go play pool and make jokes. You know, I'm just like a regular guy. I want to go sit around a deer camp and you know, eat deer chili. And I do some of that. And then it's just a paradox because I've got to have some rest and relaxation. But at the same time, I mean, we're living in a science fiction movie, just like I said in that promo earlier. I mean, this stuff's real. I mean, it just hit me. And I got up, went in the bathroom, came out, and I just kneeled down on the ground. And I wasn't even really praying to God. It was a normal response to just want to get in a kneeled position, my whole body, my soul going, my God, what do we do to stop these people? And I just constantly now today, a few weeks ago, I just went off air. You know, I had Dave and I just come in here and take over. Because this same feeling hit me of like waiting for something. It's like a computer waiting for the answer. And the machines are spinning. It's like in that movie, The Imitation Game, and they're waiting for the computer to give the answer and to see if it works for weeks. And that's what I feel like. All this news, all this data, all the things the enemy's doing, all the globalist operations, how they set up like perpetual motion machines, these programs, these wars of evil, these drug wars, war on illiteracy, war on mental illness, it all just makes it worse. how they set up these centralized systems, and I can see the systems. I know how their systems operate. I can go read books written by globalists 20 years ago, and they're writing things that I'd already totally understood just seeing their operation. But then I'm reading them laying it out, and then they actually did it. I could see the code, basically, of their operations everywhere. It's not hard. It's once you know their program, it's almost like Matrix code. You can see their philosophies, how they operate. It's like if you study criminology and you learn how different criminal groups operate, they'll have a modus operandi. They'll have a system. They'll have a philosophy. They'll have a culture. And for 20-plus years, I've been immersed in the globalist culture, really watching them, really learning who they are. And, man, I'm telling you, folks, the actress that came out and played the Queen, you know, the Queen movie that came out a few years ago, she's in the news saying that the royals are aliens. That's in the news. I don't think they're aliens, folks, but they might as well be. And I just have come to that hard realization that these people, it's not like we're a pig in the backyard that they're going to slaughter for Christmas, and you're kind of sorry for the pig and give it a nice meal the day before you slit its throat. It's that they enjoy hauling us up by our trotters and slitting our throat. I mean, they really want to hurt us. I mean, they are, too, boy. Actresses, royals, or aliens. The world they live in is so beyond our understanding. London Independent. Helen Mirren. Everybody that gets around these people, that's what they say. By the way, you know, this top reporter that just died at 50-something years of age? Yeah, he talked to Snowden and then he dropped dead. And by the way, it was obvious they killed that guy who's about to give testimony that would bring down the Argentinian president. So now she's been charged in a cover-up. Former first lady turned president. And people say, oh, no, nobody killed the investigator. Of course they killed him. David Carr, Times critic and champion of media, dies at 58. After talking to Snowden. That article's up on Infowars.com. What I'm saying is I get lost in all this minutia, but then I get to the point where I could do a really interesting radio show right now off each of these articles and tie it into things, and you know, it'd be informative, but that's not going to win the war. We've got to somehow get people out of their comfort zones to pull back and realize your life's being programmed for you. You're having your free will taken. And a lot of people that have already had their free will partially taken, they are slaves. They are zombies. They're not people. And the globalists have these weird metaphysical rules. They've got to get you to turn your soul over and turn your free will over. And then they can kill you. I was trying to think of the word, epic. Life is epic. The mystery of this planet and where we came from and everything around us, it's epic. The fact that men and women can come together and make a new creature, and that humans can experience life and love art and literature and all the passions and everything, and then you see the metrics out there of people unhappy and thinking the world's empty and they don't care, and fantasy football and dramas is what we think is the ultimate goal of the world. Watching other people pretend. The engineering is so pervasive. And it's not failed. It's not. It's by design. And the failures of the system are designed because 98% of people who work in the system, corporate, government, doesn't matter, follow their own template that they've been basically programmed with and are compartmentalized, and they don't even know how things are working. So they have no hope. And even if you try to convince them of what's going on, it's so complex. That's just unbelievable. That's why I couldn't even continue the radio show was a week or two ago. I mean, it's just, if people really want this lie, I mean, from 1 in 25,000 having autism to 1 in 50-something, I mean, if you really want them to kill you, do you really think this is all great? Fine, let Satan have you. I mean, give yourself to the devil.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire, this winter season is more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball? Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at Slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new front here in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Here's an example, Alex Jones here back live, of why I'm not even frustrated. I'm just waiting for the answer. the key. And I know there's not a silver bullet in this world, but I know one key is being excited, being passionate, and letting people know that you're really concerned. Because I don't get excited on air as an act. But we've got to imitate success. And the fact that I, from a grassroots position, have been the most successful in this planet's history of exposing the hidden global elites and combines right at the point when they are emerging, because when they finally fully take over, they have to emerge. And so they're now announcing the secret torture, the forced drugging, the social engineering, the illegal spying, the funding of Al-Qaeda, the government trafficking in narcotics, major banks laundering hundreds of billions of dollars. I mean, all this stuff that I would get threats over. I would have Terry Reid on, who wrote Compromised, Clinton, Bush, and the CIA. I mean, he was there. He saw the famous people at the airfield flying in the cocaine. He was a trainer for pilots. They were already pilots, but training them on how it was done. I mean, he was there, and he said, this is cocaine? Google that, Compromised, Clinton, Bush, and the CIA. I want to show people that book. I want to get him on. I keep saying get him on. I know we're trying to find his number and been contacting people. And I would get him on the show or other people. And, I mean, I had famous whistleblowers on. Have them on all the time. And I'd come walking out at my apartment. And there'd be a car sitting there. And a guy'd walk over, you know, in a suit. It'd be an FBI agent. And they'd say, how you doing, Alex? Better watch yourself. And I'd be like, who are you? You look like a Fed. And it's like, have a nice day. Or I'd be in a Target parking lot, and there'd be, you know, you could tell, like, special forces guys. And you're getting in your car, and they walk over and go, you think you're really tough, buddy? Better watch your bleeping. And I'm like, what's going on? Like, oh, you said, come on. Come on, you planning something? You planning to blow something up? Huh? And I'm like, no. Well, you better watch it. Or I'd be the Access TV studio. I mean, I think about all this stuff, and it's just like, now, it's just, yeah, it's in Bloomberg. Wells Fargo, Warren Buffett laundered $378 billion in cocaine, heroin, and marijuana money. And it's just, so what? They were so concerned that I would be having a guest on like that, naming names. I mean, used to, I'd talk about DynCorp running child kidnapping rings. In congressional testimony, it was even the Chicago Tribune. And I would get death threats over that. I mean, really serious ones. I would get really serious death threats. I mean, you could tell when a really serious, mean man calls you up, and there's no ID on the phone number, no numbers, no nothing. And it sounds like some guy out of a movie going, hey, how you doing, Alex? You know, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to cut your head off, blah, blah, blah. That's all going on out there. They don't even care now. What's going on? The president is announcing worldwide that illegals get basically free in-state tuition, you name it, free welfare, and now it's in the news that if you've been here one day, you can get a tax return, refund, free money. It's totally illegal. All of it's illegal. That's what I mean. It's crazy. It's crazy. And it's just hundreds of things where the government just does whatever it wants, whenever it wants. I mean, Al Gore said that the North Pole and the South Pole would be completely melted by 2013, and the North Pole is 43% bigger, according to NASA satellites, and the South Pole is 20-something. I just pull it up and then show them the numbers. Boston is having record-shattering snow, turns neighbor against neighbor. That's CBS News. And they're saying that's global warming. I mean, you get what I'm saying here? We have complete, out-of-their-mind, crazy criminals running the country. And they don't get in trouble for it. I mean, everybody's mad at Brian Williams being a big, fat liar. Al Gore says he invented the Internet. Why hasn't Hillary stepped down from public life? She told the exact same type of lie that that creep Brian Williams told. The same ones that get up there and say, parents aren't vaccinating. It's the law. And they should be arrested. I mean, you can pull, I've seen that slack-jawed pretty boy punk. I'm just sick of dishonorable trash. I'm sick of people enjoying selling people out and preying on people. Let me tell you what I'm really tired of. I'm tired of the good men out there doing nothing. What are you doing to fight these people? Get out there. Take action. And I'm telling you, it's all coming to the head. If we're putting up with all this now, imagine what's coming next. I'm going to cover a bunch of news, a bunch of clips. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Year after year, we watched the threat steadily increase. And now, this winter has been the worst on record when it comes to our immune systems and health. For more than 2 years, InfoWarsLife.com has been watching this crisis intensify, and Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Complex was our answer. Using a proprietary process that takes ancient proven herbs and combines them with modern science, this powerful and affordable formula contains more than 14 key herbs and extracts, including echinacea, ginger root, elderberry, golden seal root, a proprietary Yin Chio formula, and many, many more. I take it, and so does my family. It's made in the USA, gluten-free, alcohol-free, no artificial flavors or colors, and not tested on animals. Take advantage of this introductory offer for Ancient Defense. Normally $19.95, now only $14.95. That's 25% off. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139 to secure your Ancient Defense.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission and Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. You have to be that standard in your area. You're not going to find in the big establishment churches any fight against tyranny. The major denominations have been captured and are now engines of tyranny. Every basic freedom, every basic checks and balance is being annihilated. The announcements are being made of the federalization of your private 401ks. It's all beginning. The moves are being made. The decisions have been made to engage in a totalitarian, authoritarian, command and control, centralized, global, computer, monitored, surveilled, directed, panopticonic system designed to destroy the souls of men. Our world is captured. Our planet is in the hands of the devil. God help us. All these Pharisees will get mad if you listen to rock and roll music, but they're not mad at the abortuary down the street. It's cutting up babies right now. Or they're mad at some veteran because they've got tattoos all over them. You can point at them, look at them tattoos all over that veteran. While, meanwhile, you're doing nothing to warn people about vaccines. You're probably taking them. I'm talking about establishment-type people. All these facts are there that the vaccines are just one example of a forced criminal annihilation of our people. With the UN and other groups caught caning vaccines all over the world to kill people, sterilize them, you name it. Let me tell you what they do in countries like Syria, where they've got captured areas of the country and send in the multinational UN force. They don't give you shots that just make one out of 54 kids or 55 kids mentally retarded. They give them shots that kill a large number of people. That was in the news just 2 weeks ago. In Africa, they tell the local town, yeah, you get $1 million in aid if you forcibly vaccinate everybody on your census roll. And they go out and they show up these villages in India and Africa and other areas at night. This is all over the news. And they come in with gunpoint and shoot everybody up. And then every woman who's pregnant has a miscarriage. I've got the news reports. Every woman within 2 days, I see the woman interviewed in Indonesia and Chad and Africa. And they go, the baby was moving. And the next day, baby quit moving in my tummy. And 2 days later, the baby come out. And the only woman who keep baby run to woods. And they come back and take her to government clinic, and baby, she lose baby. I mean, is it going to let them murder us, these bastards? I can't take it anymore. It's a load of, I'm sick of it. And I'm not above it. It's like I'm without it. It's like I'm outside of it now. I mean, they all run in here and they go, let's go make fun of these communists. They're going to have an InfoWars magazine burning party. And now these communist sites, them with red flags and how they're going to, protest. It should be fun to go protest a bunch of communists and, show them protesting and burning books. But I don't even want to be around them. I mean, it's just, we're dealing with a scientific takeover that, again, might as well be space aliens. It's so sophisticated and evil. And I'm not going to go be around a bunch of slack-jawed morons with red flags. You want to burn magazines? Just knock yourselves out, man. Because I'll be honest with you, I've had communists get in my face plenty of times, and I can't put up with it anymore, okay? I cannot put up with idiots anymore. I cannot put up with stupid people that have no idea how much trouble we're in and follow some Rockefeller-programmed communist thing because you think red stars look cool and Rage Against the Machine. I got all this news. I need to get to it. I can just see all the programming. That's why I just, they're all victims. Out of control, power tripping cops. Just, they've had their souls sucked out. I mean, it's a zombie. All these control freak trendies on the streets, zombies. Anybody with this system, they're gone. That's not creepy and dystopic, free vaccines at McDonald's. Thousands of studies, 25 of them looked at by Harvard, confirming massive IQ reduction when you drink hydrofluorosilicic acid or fluoride in your water. That's a fact, Jack. And by the way, they brag and write books about why they put it in the water so they can sit there and look down their fake intellectual predatory noses and just laugh at you when they walk through airports or see you on the street. They're just surveying you, what they've done with the GMO, what they've done with the vaccines. It's all a big sick joke. And then they have the Hollerith Watson computers on the death list for the troops now. Who could make that up? I mean, this is just too much. And what don't we know about? Who do they have working in these corporations and these governments? How do people sit there at the Monsanto genetic engineering facilities? This is CBC, you name it. This is confirmed. First time it was out was 15 years ago. Another report 2 years ago. They were asking. They have all organic at the Monsanto facilities. With geneticists and people getting paid $1 million a year, some of them. And when you go look at who these eugenicists are, they're all eugenicists, folks. Dr. Pianca at UT, the FBI actually did something good in that case. I was reading his quotes and showed his UT website where he talks about Lucifer and he's in a white robe and says he's a druid. And he heads up a department at the time in biology. Who can make that up? And he's saying, soon the airborne Ebola will be released and we'll all be dead. And he goes to England and everyone gets these awards and standing ovations. So I said, this guy needs to be investigated. That's who you investigate. And then the FBI did go talk to him. I don't know why I went off on that story. Oh, yeah. And then we started getting threatened. And this woman was sending us threats and saying, don't talk bad about him. And, you know, all this. It was several of his graduate students, two of them were women. It was like a little campaign. And I went and looked up one of these women. And it was her now as a microbiology doctor working at a facility. And I looked up the grant and what work they were doing. And it was all this recombinant RNA, DNA splicing connected into weapons development. And there she was in that white lab coat, a doctor now. And she sent us this letter going, Dr. Pianca is actually not hardcore enough. He believes only 90% should die. Who could disagree? We're a disease, that we're a cancer, and that all humans must be killed. I mean, these are flaming cult members, folks. I'm not crazy. They are. They're dangerous. I see humans and love them. They see humans and hate them. Well, I got news for you. I know you want to be the good stewards and get rid of us first, and then you'll off yourself later. Bull. You have a heart after your father, and you love hurting people, and you love cornering people. You just do it with the establishment on a big scale, where your run-of-the-mill person like Ted Bundy or John Wayne Gacy or Jeffrey Dahmer goes out and grabs little kids off the street or young women. And then they use them up for weeks down in a pit. And the psychopaths, I've had the top psychologists, psychiatrists, I'm talking about, they say they're in these dark, horrible worlds. It's always associated with the occult. And they don't feel like they're alive until they're torturing someone. And then they torture the children until they, quote, use them up. And they can't terrify them or torture them anymore. And then they finally chop them up. And they love the smell of rotting meat. I mean, who are these people? They're like an interdimensional plague of psychic parasites. I don't know what it is. But I'm telling you this. These people have to be dealt with. And in my spirit, I absolutely, not in a hateful way, but in the way you, Lance Boyle, want to go after them and they want us to do it violently because they think they can dumb that down and control that paradigm. They don't want it to be a spiritual, cultural change of awareness and just see these people and go, whoa, because we've been so long slowly indoctrinated into all this, slowly put into all this, and marinated in it so long that we've become super accepting of just over-the-top garbage. I mean, I didn't believe people when they told me that like half the BBC were pedophiles, that they were taking kids to the royal family and they were naming names, and this prime minister would slit little girls' throats in his office and they put plastic down on the floor and they'd go have sex with the dead kids here and they'd do this and that, and I would be like, delay, when people like David Icke was on like 15 years ago naming names. I was, because, you know, I can't, someone, it's just outrageous to say, you know, that somebody's a pedophile, bring them to the royals, and then it all comes out they are. And I'd get on the break and tell David, David, I'm sorry, do not name names when you're saying this. And then I think, my God, what else is he right about? I mean, it's just so over the top, man. Weirdo disc jockeys bringing little kids to the royal family? Who can come up with stuff like this? Who are these people? And why do we put up with them? And then there's the epic thought, why me? Why am I on air fighting with these people? Where are the other men? There are smarter, better looking men than me who are more eloquent. What's your problem? Oh, well, this is too much. See, the argument of, hey, scale it down. People might wake up if you give them little baby steps. Maybe that works with some people. I found all that works is just slapping somebody upside the head with the full tidal wave of evil. Or as much as you can warn and just go, hey, you know this is going on in your gut. And that's why people will buck up and say, I don't want to hear it. That's crazy. Because deep down they know. They've all got a spider sense. They've all got a sixth sense. They've all got a subconscious mind that knows all this stuff. They've been preparing people with subliminals. I showed Comedy Central doing it to us today. Admitted subliminal. They've been doing this to get people ready, and I'm picking up on the overt subliminal, the sub-subliminal. These are just terms I'm coming up with. There's different types of them. And, man, I just don't want to wake up and they've nuked a bunch of cities. I mean, there's just no telling what these people will do. They're just so evil, is what I'm telling you. We're all in grave danger. And I've gone past getting chills and my hair standing up when I talk about these people now, and it's gone past that. Now, I can't describe the emotion. It's beyond being stunned. It's just, what? It's like a They Live where Rowdy Piper puts the glasses on and he goes, it figures it'd be something like this. And he starts laughing because it's just so over the top. It's just like, what? And I've got to convince, and then all these people on Comedy Central, CNN, all these things, I mean, they listen to the show. They watch the show. I don't think I've run into, and I'm not bragging, I'm saying the effect we've had, like Sonar, the Penguin Gang. I don't think I've run into or met a major celebrity that doesn't listen to the show. Almost all of them are listeners. Think they like being left or right and on little controlled reservations and not being able to politically speak out? So they're all intimidated, won't speak out. So it's this paradox where there's a huge amount of people that are awake, and then there's people that aren't awake, but of the people that are awake, most of them are scared to speak out. And I think it's because they're all doing what I'm doing. They're looking for the silver bullet. They're looking for the lever. They're looking for the way. Well, it's already there. It's inside us. We have to make the fundamental decision to break with the establishment at a spiritual level. And to break with these phony churches, and to break with the Pharisees who've got giant lumber yards in their eyes while they tell us what to do from a holier-than-thou lecturing Jezebelian spirit. And we have to start really focusing on what are we doing every day to change our lives, to do the right thing, to stand up against corruption, to reach out to people that are doing good, to support each other. Because we're in a 21st century war. And the nasty technocrats and the PR firms and the media whores, the deceivers, the Decepticons, that are in these positions. I mean, you people all know you're helping bring in the fall of civilization. You all know that you are destroying your family's future. And most of them will say, yeah, I do know that, but I got to make as much money as I can now. As we're maneuvered towards global collapse with 2 quadrillion in derivatives, many times all the wealth in the world, designed to bring us into a global collapse, global depression, and the answer will be a global standardized, computerized world government with world IDs and world chips to buy and sell so that everything can be integrated and safe and fun and wonderful. And then it's really about social compliance to medically make everybody take the so-called vaccines that are really just behavioral modifying nanotech now. I mean, that's what these designed viruses are. They're not viruses. They're completely artificial. I mean, it's so science fiction that like 15 years ago they had anti-stress vaccines they were testing, and then now they give them to the troops, and they usually go commit suicide a month later. And they give them a vaccine that viruses go and attack and eat areas of your brain associated with spiritual experiences, joy, anguish, the real center of humanity, the real high points, what it's all about, the state I live in constantly. And now Bill Gates says, we're going to put it in the food. We're going to put it in the air. We're going to have nanobots. Just what you're going to give you is. You can read the literature. That's their end game, folks, the end of free will, where you get one of these vaccines or it's in one of these GMO bananas where pharmacological crops where it grows it in the banana. You eat it. You get sick for 2 days. You get out of bed and you're just not a person anymore. You just don't have. It's like a lobotomy. You just don't have that connection to your spirit anymore. But let me tell you, you can't get our spirit, Bill Gates. So even if you do that, even if you lobotomize me or anybody else, as long as our spirits were lined up with God, go straight there and out of your hands. And that's the true salvation, and that's the ultimate victory, and you'll be with all your damn demons.
Valentine's Day is coming soon. Guns80.com wanted to show you some lovin', so they stripped their profits to the bone, lowered their prices to $400 for their Ghost AR kit. Valentine's Day offer ends on the 15th, so don't delay. Return the love. Go to Guns80.com, order your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. No dealers, background checks, no hassles, deliver to your door. I call that love. Go to Guns80.com. That's 844-248-6780. Order now, Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS80.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
You hear about it every day. Another shooting where innocent people lose their lives. The best insurance is being prepared. Give your loved ones the safety they deserve with a bulletproof backpack. Independently tested to withstand a .357 and multiple other calibers. Perfect for students, commuters, anyone. Shield yourself and your family. Call 8445-BULLET. That's 8445-BULLET. Or see the proof at bulletproofbp.com. Bulletproofbp.com. We've got your back.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? It is now a new day. How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on March 7th and 8th in Chicago. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-304. 2954 208-304-2954.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit mycreditcardknife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. MyCreditCardKnife.com, MyCreditCardKnife.com. Go now.
Your women crying, look at your young men dying. Maybe they've always done
the best laid plans of mice and men often go awry. Greenwood book that's from, and that's really the good news. It's also the bad news. Always a paradox. To a mouse, let me go ahead and read that quote. John Steinbeck of Mice and Men, the best laid plans of mice and men often go awry. You look at all these elitists throughout history that think they're invincible, and then what do? 20 plus million Russians died, 20 plus million Germans died in World War II. Only 400 and something thousand Americans. That's still a huge loss. Think about that. All because our government helped put Lenin in power. Our government with the British helped put Hitler in power. That's all in mainline history books. You don't really see it on Discovery Channel or History Channel, but it's there. IBM completely backed him, and now they run killing our troops. I just can't make this stuff up. You just can't make this stuff up. And there's just thousands of things. It's just over the top. And at a primitive level, I don't like it. I don't like seeing humanity getting screwed over. I don't like seeing bad people winning. I don't like seeing this. And then I realize it is animated by evil. I mean, there's something above it. I don't care if you're an agnostic Christian. You better recognize that. It's bad. It's low down. And all you people laughing and giggling like Gruber and the stupid anchor, Brian Williams, and all the rest of them. Don't you get there's a special place reserved in a tyranny? Not in hell. Oh, that too. There's a special place reserved now for people like you. You think it's funny? You think it's funny? You're going to find out. The problem is, I take no pleasure in knowing how you'll be judged. I mean, I think about how bad a person I am, just for my thoughts and the way I am and everything. And then I think about you people that don't even care, and you think it's all cute. You have been turned over completely to the God of this world. And that's no God at all. God is a builder, and we were made in God's image to be builders and creators, and we've done incredible things. And I'm not going to sit here and hear a bunch of parasites telling us that we're crap. Not going to do it. And it is the belief that human life is precious, and that human life is amazing, and that human life is made in the image of a master creator. Even if you idiot atheists don't believe that, have you seen the spaceships and all this stuff? We're on a planet. I mean, we're pretty darn cool. If we try to be honorable, if we honor innovation and a fair shake. What I'm trying to get at here is that the evil is not invincible, and all their plans are not going to go the way they think they are. Every device they've designed to use against us in the final testament is only a test for us on this planet in these earth suits that are our bodies. And the realization that you have a soul, so they tell you you don't have one, bunch of liars. That's all they do is lie, folks. You got a soul, it'll go on forever. Don't let them get it. And you got to admit the system. You got to admit the New World Order to really get yourself in that clear position of understanding. If you won't do that, you can't break free of their control. See you this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. live.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.